morning, Mr. President. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bridge and Spider Monkey. You know, I'm doing great. And just a quick heads up, plan on about 36 tweets from me today about China and Iran. In other words, you know, just your average tweet ratio today.
Well, hang on. Now you mentioned China. You're getting tough on China with new trade tariffs, and they just announced the new tariffs on your country will start next month. Ooh. Are you worried about the US stock market falling because of the Chinese trade war, sir?
Absolutely not. The stock market isn't going to be affected by this one bit, Bridge. Say it with me. Okay. China.
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 In fact, China and their president, Xi Jinping Pong, you know, if he keeps pushing this stuff, I'm going to see their tariffs, and I'll raise them by doubling down and tripling our tariffs. And then we'll see a huge spike in the Dow Jones and the Mugu Gaipan Index, believe me. Now, look, I am very confident about two things here. We can beat them in a tariff war and a Twitter war.
Oh,
I mean, an expert on both, okay? The funny thing is, I found that 15 minutes after tweeting out a tremendous insult to China, I'm hungry for more. I really am.
moving on.
It's true.
Let's forget about China. But your son, Don Jr., has reached an agreement to testify in a private session with the Senate Intel Committee. Is that right? Is that true?
Yes, they agreed to limited testimony, which is great because Donnie has a limited vocabulary, so it's perfect. It works out. Now, Donnie's only going to appear if several conditions are met. Number one, if he gets to prepare his I'm not telling you anything smirk beforehand in front of the Senate bathroom mirror, he's got to get it just right for the camera. And, you know, ratings are tremendously important. Number two, he gets 10 minutes out of every half hour of questioning to re-grease his hair and oil his beard.
Yeah.
And number three, during committee recess, he's allowed to go out to the congressional parking lot and shoot pigeons with his hunting rifle to blow off steam. He's a hunter. You know, what can I say? Look, the bottom line is this, guys. If they don't throw any math questions at him, Donnie's going to ace this thing. He really is.
All right, switching to really important news, sir. Now, your famous American reality export, the Kardashians. Have you spoken to Kim Kardashian since the arrival of her new baby, sir? I know she's a big fan.
Yes, you know what? I called Kim to congratulate her on baby number four. Can you believe this?
Right.
Very proud parents. And she really has her hands full these days, huh? Now she's caring for a newborn, plus 5-year-old North, 3-year-old Saint, 1-year-old Chicago, and 41-year-old Kanye. Can you believe it? Yeah. I sent them a beautiful gift for their little bundle. It's a package of baby Trump steaks. They're perfect for teething. They really are.
Hey, yeah, that'd be all right, actually. I wouldn't mind a few of those. But I'm sure you've heard about the big election coming up here over the weekend as well.
Oh, yes. Yes, ScoMo is going to win bigly.
Oh.
I put in a call to some Russian friends of mine. They've promised not to meddle. Wink, wink. Yeah, it's going to be a landslide. And that goes for Clive Palmer, too. You know, why do you think Clive's relaxing on the beach right now? Foreign power election interference, baby. I swear by it. I swear by it.
Now, about your 2020 campaign, sir, your campaign manager said it will be bigger, badder, and better than 2016. How so? How's it going to be different?
Well, that's actually a typo, Bridge. It should read biglier, badder, and better. But we're going to add blingier, too, to win over the hip-hop vote. That's what Kanye told me. And I trust his judgment. Now, to answer your question, there's so many things that are going to be different. Like, you know, the Make America Great Again baseball caps, those were a huge hit last time. This time, we're going to have red, white, and blue no collusion bib overalls. And for the ladies, we're going to have hot pink tank tops with sequins that spell out completely exonerated right near the cleavage area. Yeah. And for the really hot ladies, we're going to offer Trump 2020 temporary tramp stamp tattoos. I'll send a goodie bag over to your Bridge. You're going to love it.
Well, thanks on that note. We have to go, as always. Yeah, thanks for calling, President Trump. You have a great week.
Stay huge, Gold Coast.